Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you join us today. We have been talking with Carrie Green, founder of Podcast Fast Track, and they are experts, Christian value, morality, Christian experts in social media promotions, and they are specializing in helping, just about any type of online business, but especially churches and ministries and nonprofits to get the word out about their services. They specialize in promoting the Christian values. They specialize in the morality-based social media marketing. In other words, instead of just hit or miss and churches having to align themselves with companies that also promote homosexuality and sexual perversion ads and things like that, you don't have to do that anymore. You have a company willing to take that stand for you if you're willing to take the stand as well. It's a partnership, and Carrie Green is there to head it up, to walk you through the process. We're going to jump right back into today's question and answers where I'm interviewing him, and we're talking about how hard it is for churches to find quality social media marketing companies that adhere to the Christian values. Let's join the podcast interview already in progress. Yeah, when they are charting the course, I guess you could say, for their social media activities concerning their ministry. And that's, pastor, evangelist, teacher, someone that has a podcast or just a Facebook page concerning ministry. They should begin with the end result in mind, which is, am I trying to impact a community? Am I trying to impact the world? Which, it's a pretty big elephant to take a bite out of. But what is it they are trying to do? Is it just church promotion? Is it you're trying to promote, we'll get into here in a second, about the side hustle that will generate some extra income for the ministry or for you personally? They have to know what their purpose is. Just like in opening a church, are you opening the church just so you have somewhere to go preach, or are you opening the church to try and impact the community? I mean, what's the purpose in opening a church, or just go join one that's already doing something? How do you guide them along that line as far as determining what their end result is?
Well, I think ultimately that's between them and God. God has got a calling on each of our lives, and I think one of the funny things about this is, especially in the Western world, America maybe is the worst at this.
Yeah.
We get this idea that our calling, quote unquote, is this massive, big, overarching, gonna change the entire world sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the more that I read the New Testament, the more I hear Paul and other writers saying things like, make it your ambition to live a quiet life, to demonstrate by your behavior the purity of your faith and your faith in the Lord Jesus. And so I think our calling many times is maybe on a much smaller scale than we think, but it's happening through authenticity. It's happening through genuine love for people. It's happening through interaction. So that end result that you're aiming for always comes from the greatest commandment: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the second greatest commandment: love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
And so if we're aimed at doing that through all of our social media interactions, instead of being snarky, if we're aimed at doing that through everything we publish, instead of waxing eloquent and showing people how big of a great speaker we are, then we're keeping the right focus in mind. There's another person on the other end of this interaction, and I want to love them well. That's really what we're aiming at.
Amen. Amen. And that's the hard part, especially if you're doing a podcast, is understanding there's someone on the other end of this microphone. I mean, when I first started, we talked offline how I got involved in podcasting, what we call today podcasting. The hardest part for me after, you know, being, you know, speaking in churches and stuff for 10, 15 years by that time, was to talk to the computer, to the microphone, as if I was talking to a congregation, you know, packed to the walls, you know, door to door with people listening. And to help me do that, what I did, I got a picture of a crowd, like from the stage, and put it in an 8x10 picture and hung it directly behind my computer monitor. So as I'm speaking to that crowd. Now I can speak into the microphone, and, you know, my wife, I have a Sunday morning live broadcast. It's from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time on Evangelism Radio. And she listens to it in the kitchen while she's getting ready to go to church. Once we're done with that, we go to church. And she's like, it sounds like you're preaching in front of, you know, 500 people. But that's, I can now visualize, because that's what I'm doing. Our podcast and the radio station, it reaches that many people. But for a pastor just starting out with a podcast, the hardest thing I think for them to do when they're doing this is understanding that, as you said, there's somebody on the other end listening to what they're saying.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And how I just shared how I overcame that, and over a period of about 6-7 months or so, it became better. How do you tell your clients to embrace the people on the other end of the microphone?
Yeah, I think your idea of the picture is great, and my idea, what I tend to default to, perhaps could be changed into the same thing that you just described. I tend to think of the people I know personally who fall into the category that I'm speaking to. So, for example, if I were a pastor doing a discipleship-oriented message, I would have in mind particular people in my church congregation who I know are struggling with different types of things or experiencing different seasons of life. And to aim that toward your approach, maybe I could even covertly shoot a picture of them with my phone on a Sunday morning and put their pictures on the wall behind my computer so that I'm reminding myself visually as I'm speaking, this is the kind of people I'm speaking to. For businesses, they call that an avatar. It's the person you're aimed at helping and who you're uniquely gifted to help. And I think you're exactly right, Robert. We've got to figure out how to speak to the real person on the other end. Because as long as we see this as ourselves sitting in our room in our home just talking into a microphone, I think we're just adding to the noise.
Yeah.
We're not really investing ourselves in communicating a message to real people for whom Christ died. And that's really what we've got to be about.
Yep. And you can hear the difference and different radio programs or podcast programs about what we were just talking about. Someone who's like, you know, hello, you know, anybody on? You know, can anybody hear me? I can't hear myself in my mic in my headphones. I don't know. You know, I mean, and you're like, where did this guy come from?
You know? Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, I want to shift gears a little bit because want to touch base on what you said was your other website. And at the end, so we talked about the podcast fast track. Now we're going to shift to the live, build, and change.
Yes.
And then in the end, I want to integrate them back together again.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So from your guidelines, from what I understand, to live, build, and change. Just tell us what that means and give us a sense of how you accomplish that for your clients.
Yeah, well, live, build, and change are the words I chose just because they are simple ways to describe what it is I'm aiming at. It's a three-pronged approach. And they're put in that particular sequence because they have to be done in that sequence. The first one I referred to earlier, we need to learn as believers how to live our faith in an authentic, genuine way. It's not about keeping rules. It's not about going to church, although, you know, rules in church are not bad things in and of themselves. But too much of the time, our evangelical mindset tells us those are the things that are important. But it's really about learning to understand what it means that Christ himself lives in you and desires to live through you. to be a blessing to the community around you. And that's your family, that's your neighborhood, that's your coworkers, that's everybody. So the first part of everything that I'm trying to do with that particular outreach ministry is to teach people what that really looks like and how to bring it online in their lives day after day after day. Toward that end, one of the resources I've created is a daily devotional podcast. It comes out every morning at like 5 a.m. Mountain Time. Mm-hmm. And it's just a normal podcast, but it's a five-minute daily devotional trying to help us get our mind right. It's called The Morning Mindset. And so it's trying to help Christians remember who you are in Christ and what your calling is and what you're supposed to be about today. Because I think too often we wake up in the morning and our feet hit the floor, we jump on our smartphone, and we're putting out fires almost immediately.
Yeah.
Or getting sucked into the social media swamp, you know, and rather than being intentional in our own mindset, the stewardship of our own thinking toward kingdom purposes. And so that's the live part. The morning mindset's one way that I'm trying to spur people in that direction. The build part is, first of all, helping people get their mind around the fact that income and revenue can be generated in new ways these days that it used to not be possible.
Right.
Just for example, my entire business, Podcast Fast Track, is online. Everything is online. I don't have an office I go to. I don't have a group of people who come to a central location and we work on projects together. My entire team of 15 people is distributed across the world.
Oh, praise God.
It's a different era that we live in. And people who are working full-time jobs or who have no job have very real opportunities that are not scams to build businesses and sources of income online. So when I say build a business, I'm talking about those kinds of things, figuring out ways to generate additional income for yourself initially, maybe for your family to help you meet bills or pay off medical bills or whatever, so that living your faith genuinely and operating that side business or full-time business, you can then change the world, which begins with your world, the people around you. I mean, one of the dreams I have, which really got spawned from an event that happened here in our community, is I'll tell you the story and then tell you what my dream is. The story is that this young family in our community, who's very dearly loved by everyone that knows them, lost their four-year-old son. Just kind of rapidly, unexplained, just he got sick and within weeks was dead.
Wow.
I was so burdened by that. I just knew the grief they must be going through.
Yeah.
And my business was just starting to catch, you know, wind in the sails at that time, and it wasn't generating a lot of revenue, but it felt like what the Lord put in my mind as a dream for where I'm headed with this business and with Live, Build, Change is to come across situations like that in my everyday life and be willing and able to go down to the hospital where all of the tragedy happened and pay their bill anonymously. Just be able to do that. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
Yeah, amen.
Just the things in your own life that you come across where you can be a source of comfort or you can be a source of encouragement because you're living your faith authentically, have built a business that enables you to truly change somebody's world. That's the kind of thing that I'm encouraging people to do through Live, Build, Change.
Amen. Amen. Now, you say your team is completely online. That's awesome. Looking at the website, you couldn't tell that. That's amen.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, amen. So are they, not to get too far into detail on that, but are they from all across the world, like some different countries and stuff like that?
Well, yes and no. Most of my people are North America-based. Okay. I have one person who works in Glasgow, Scotland.
Wow.
And I have one of my team members who she and her husband and three kids kind of travel the world on occasion. And so when she first started working with me, she was living in South America and now is in Portland and now is moving somewhere else. You know, so just the type of business we have, it enables people to do that, which is one of the fun things about this day and age we live in.
Yep. Amen. Yeah. Whenever I get the opportunity to go somewhere on vacation, I always have my laptop. I'm always doing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And answering an email, and you know, as far as anybody knows, I'm still here tied to the desk. You know, amen. Okay, now you say you challenge your clients to have authentic faith. How do you help them define what authentic faith is?
Well, part of it is through teaching on that morning mindset. I also do sessions on my Live, Build, Change podcast, which, by the way, is on hiatus right now. God has blessed the podcast business so much that I just simply don't have time to continue recording the Live, Build, Change podcast at this time. But I do hope to get back to that. But in those episodes, we talk a lot about mindset and the belief that Christ may want you to do this sort of thing. And if he's for you, who can be against you? Right. And those kinds of things. So we're building up a mindset of faith a lot of the time. And then we're pulling in different options for business opportunities or side income opportunities that are legitimate opportunities, not those fly-by-night things or the scams that you see coming across your email all the time. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to help people understand that authentic faith is vital to being able to manage that income when it comes. You know, I've heard it said that wealth or prosperity doesn't corrupt you. It just reveals if you're already corrupt. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that. And so that authentic faith is a vital part of ensuring that we're not revealing corruption in our own hearts because we're pure before the Lord and we're walking with him daily. You know, I think that this thing we call the Christian life has only really been lived successfully by one person, mm-hmm. and that's Jesus Christ himself.
Yep. Amen.
And so we've got to learn what it means for him to live in and through us so that our lives can then be that aroma of him that Scripture talks about. And when people come around us, they get a whiff of the Savior. And it's that kind of a life of integrity that's going to equip us to be able to handle that side income or that overwhelming full-time income that comes mm-hmm. as we put that business into practice.
Amen. Now, on the let's just go back to the build section for a second, because I've seen on your website it says you have some things that are coming, I guess services and stuff for you, that you are working on that are not ready yet, but you're laying the groundwork for them to be accomplished. When you know you are putting this out there, and I don't have your website pulled up in front of me right now, but you know what I'm talking about, where it says coming soon, and it's these
yeah,
services.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you are planning on implementing this type of program that is in your coming soon section, are you preparing your existing clients for that as well? Say, hey, you know, in 3 months we're going to be doing this, so you need to start focusing a little bit over here in this area now so that we can help you make this change or a shift or whatever. How do you determine what services you're bringing on and how those will relate to your current clients as well as your future clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. Any current clients that I have are clients in the sense of business coaching clients or life coaching clients. Okay. I do have a life coaching and business coaching site as well. It's just my name, carrygreen.com. Mm-hmm. And people there, I'm actually just running full steam ahead with them based on where they are in their life or in their business. We're just assessing where they're at, what their needs are, and starting to walk through those things one at a time. The things on the website that are coming soon sort of things are going to be maybe you'd say more affordable options for people okay. that are courses or group coaching or things like that mm-hmm. that would enable us to kind of maximize the time for everyone and for people who are bent toward a do-it-yourself kind of an approach,
yeah.
Video courses that they could go through on their own and do the worksheets. And then, you know, perhaps we would connect together on a once-a-month basis
okay.
rather than
okay.
a weekly basis, mm-hmm. just so people can start equipping themselves and learning the principles and the skills needed to build businesses. And I've learned actually not to say, in 3 months, you're going to see this because, you know, life is fluid and yeah. God is sovereign, and 3 months doesn't always happen like I want it to happen. So there are definitely things I'm working on, but as far as time frames, I'm a little skeptical about giving a time frame, that's for
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. You know, I hate change, and you know, I like the same routine. I mean, I get up almost the same time every morning. The only time that changes is if I have to get up even earlier. But I'm just one that likes the routine. And how can you help someone like me see that in some changes, in some situations, change in their business, change in their social media activities, change in their ministry, just change in general is good?
Boy, that is a loaded question. There's so much that could be said about that. I think, and this may sound simplistic, and it may sound like the Sunday school answer.
This goes back to the change part of your live, build, change. So, yeah.
Well, it does in a sense, but it also goes to the live part. To me, it goes back to that authentic faith. Because what is faith? Faith is believing God to be who he says he is.
Right.
Faith is believing God to be who he says he is. I said it twice on purpose because we need to let that sink in.
Amen.
If we truly believe, Robert, and maybe I'm preaching right to you since you're the one who brought it up.
Hey.
If we truly believe he's sovereign, and if we truly believe he's good, and if we truly believe he is all wise and all knowing, and here's the kicker, if we truly believe he's bringing this change into our lives, by faith, we need to learn how to delight in that change and say, God is doing a good thing here. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And in some ways, I don't like it, but I'm going to choose to like it. I'm going to set my mind, as Paul says, on the things above that God is doing, even though I don't understand them right now. And I'm going to press ahead in faith into this change and trust him to work it all out in the end. Because our fear of change usually comes just plain old from fear. You know, we feel like we can't control this. We can't get our arms around it and manage it. And I think God, all of our lifetime, is teaching us, you don't need to manage it. That's my job. I'm God.
Amen. Amen.
I'll manage it. You let go of it and trust me.
Yeah.
And that's when amazing things begin to happen.
Yep. That's faith. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And you're right. I mean, there's example after example throughout the Bible. Where, you know, someone's headed in one direction and they say, no, you need to go this way. And, you know, Jonah said, I don't want to go that way. I want to go the other way. And look what happened.
Yeah, he was smelling a little fishy by the time that was over, wasn't he?
And as soon as he turned around and said, okay, I'll do it, then everything worked out great. You know, a whole major civilization in that, you know, that area of time got, I can't say saved, but they got turned around from destruction.
Yeah, you know? And you know what's amazing about that story is God wasn't finished with Jonah yet.
That's right.
In the end, Jonah gets a little bit out of shape because these pagan people are repenting.
Yeah.
And God goes to work on him again.
Yeah.
You know, he's always wanting to change us for our own good.
Amen.
And it's because he is good.
Yep. And the other example I think of is the Apostle Paul. Well, I should say, let's say Saul, you know, who thought he was serving God, you know, doing what he was doing, and until Christ met him one day on the road and said, you know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And it so impacted him that he changed his name to Paul. Glory to God. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Two thirds of the New Testament. You know. In prison, and just said, "Hey, I'm having a great time in the Lord. I'm locked up and chained up, and you know, in the dungeon. But hey, I'm having a great time. Here's another letter. Here."
Yeah, and that's a great example of what happens in our heart when we embrace God's change. Because Paul, you know, got thrown in prison. We typically would, you know, send out the prayer chain alert and say, "Hey, everybody, pray. Paul's in prison. Get him out of prison." But you know what Paul's attitude was? Hey, it's time to start a prison ministry.
There you go.
You know. He just started ministering right where he was, trusting God in the circumstance. And I think that's what we've got to learn how to do, especially in America, where everything is so provided for us and so easy, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
We've got to learn to trust.
And that takes us back to where I want to talk about the podcast Fast Track again, tying all this back together. The services that you are offering, the you know church pastor, ministry leader, basically, anybody who wants to do, let's say, a faith-based podcast, it comes down to, do they trust you? I mean, we've hit on this over and over again, the know, like, and trust. Know, like, and trust. If they wanted to get a hold of you and ask a question, because we are kind of pushing up against the clock, how can they do that?
Yeah, the easiest way is just to send me an email. Carey, Carey, at podcastfasttrack.com. It's all one word. That's the easiest way. I answer my own email. I respond as soon as I can. So if you got a question, feel free.
And I'll just add that there are two T's in there.
The fast track has two T's. Yep.
Yeah. Let's just say I had a typo when I kept trying to get it until I actually went back and paid attention to what, you know, was written there. I said, "Oh, you big dummy." You know?
Yeah, so, well, it's the actual words. Nothing's been blurred together. Yeah.
Amen. Now, your website is podcastfasttrackwith2t's.com also, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have Facebook or anything like that that they can interact with you on?
Yeah, there is a Facebook page for the company, Podcast Fast Track, as well. There's a Twitter account. Podcast Fast is all Twitter would allow us to put in. And for some reason, there's a number of letter limit on that. So, yeah, we're on Facebook or on Twitter, and I'm personally on all those platforms as well, so you can reach out to me.
All right. Well, is there anything that you would like to say to our listeners to tie all of this up in a nice, pretty bow?
Well, I think the only thing I would say is, just for sake of clarification, Podcast Fast Track does operate according to Christian principles. But we don't require our clients to be Christians or even be promoting a Christian message.
Right.
But having said that, we do have criteria in place that there's certain messages we will not work on. Promotion of, you know, abortion or homosexual agenda or things like that. And it's not because the people are bad people or we're angry at them or hate them. It's just because we have to be true to our moral conviction as a company. And so I just can't feel in good conscience that I'm able to work on those things because I don't believe they're true and that they're actually harmful to people. So that's just a little bit of what we do. You'll see on our client page, there's a lot of people we work with who are not believers. And that's intentional. We want to love them just like we would love anyone else.
Yeah, you don't go preaching and witnessing to believers. I mean, they're already, you know, I mean, you encourage them and build up their faith, but you're trying to reach the lost, and the best way of doing that is by going among them and living the Christian lifestyle. So finally they say, "I want what you want," or "I want what you have," I should say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Well, folks, there you have it. I want to encourage you, if you're a fellow podcaster or radio station owner, or if you just want to see if Podcast Fast Track is for you, get a quote. Quotes cost nothing, but could be life-changing. And you'll never know unless you ask. So reach out, contact Kerry Green and his team to see if they'd be a good fit for you or for your business. You don't have to, as you just heard, you don't have to be a Christian business. Just reach out and let them see if they can help you. I mean, if you're a believer, if you're operating a ministry, a church, an outreach of some sort, see how they can help you impact the kingdom of God in a bigger way. I mean, it's just not, you know, too often we get caught in this, hey, it's just me here, I'm here by myself, and I'm doing this all alone, when that's not actually true, and help is just one email away. I mean, that's what's called reaching the world with the gospel, is reaching out beyond yourself. And podcasting is doing this on such a massive scale in this day and age, as you heard Kerry talk about. I encourage you, reach out, you know, Kerry at podcastfasttrackwith2t's.com, or go through the website, podcastfasttrack.com. Reach out and see how they can help you accomplish your goal, accomplish your mission, accomplish your vision in a better way. Kerry, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. I truly do appreciate it. I know our listeners do as well.
You're welcome. It was truly a joy.
Amen. For Kerry Green and myself, this is Pastor Bob Tibble reminding you to be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.